State Question Number 2. Amendment to the Nevada Constitution. Assembly Joint Resolution Number 10 of the 80th Session. Condensation, ballot question. Shall the Nevada Constitution be amended, effective July 1, 2024, to 1. Establish the state's minimum wage that employers must pay to certain employees at a rate of $12 per hour worked, subject to any applicable increases above that $12 rate provided by federal law or enacted by the Nevada legislature. 2. Remove the existing provisions setting different rates for the minimum wage based on whether the employer offers certain health benefits to such employees. And 3. Remove the existing provisions for adjusting the minimum wage based on applicable increases in the cost of living? Yes. No. Explanation and digest. Explanation. This ballot measure amends the Nevada Constitution to require that beginning July 1, 2024, each employer must pay each employee to whom the minimum wage requirements apply. Referred to as a non-exempt employee, a minimum wage of not less than $12 per hour worked, subject to any applicable increases above $12 per hour worked provided by federal law or enacted by the legislature. This ballot measure further removes from the Nevada Constitution, effective July 1, 2024, the existing provisions allowing an employer that offers certain health benefits to non-exempt employees to pay a minimum wage of $1 per hour less than an employer that does not offer such health benefits to non-exempt employees. This ballot measure also removes from the Nevada Constitution, effective July 1, 2024, the existing provisions adjusting the state's minimum wage rates based on the greater of certain increases in the federal minimum wage or certain increases in the cost of living, measured by percentage increases in the Consumer Price Index, CPI, with caps on the cost of living increases for the adjusted rates. However, this ballot measure requires the state's minimum wage to be increased based on applicable increases in the federal minimum wage, providing that if, at any time, the federal minimum wage is greater than $12 per hour worked, the state's minimum wage is increased to the amount established for the federal minimum wage, unless the legislature establishes, by state statute, a minimum wage that is greater than the federal minimum wage as permitted by federal law. This ballot measure additionally expresses in the Nevada Constitution the existing authority of the legislature to establish, by state statute, a minimum wage that is greater than the minimum hourly rate required by the Nevada Constitution. If approved by the voters, this ballot measure supersedes any conflicting provisions in the state's existing minimum wage statutes which, on July 1, 2024, require an employer to pay a minimum wage of $11 per hour worked. If the employer offers certain health benefits to non-exempt employees, or $12 per hour worked. If the employer does not offer such health benefits to non-exempt employees, unless the legislature amends those existing statutes to conform to this ballot measure before that date, a yes vote would, effective July 1, 2024, 1. Add provisions in the Nevada Constitution establishing the state's minimum wage that employers must pay to non-exempt employees at a rate of $12 per hour worked, subject to any applicable increases above that $12 rate provided by federal law or enacted by the legislature. 2. Remove the existing provisions in the Nevada Constitution setting different rates for the minimum wage based on whether the employer offers certain health benefits to such employees. And 3. Remove the existing provisions in the Nevada Constitution for adjusting the minimum wage based on applicable increases in the cost of living, with caps on the cost of living increases for the adjusted rates. A no vote would 1. Keep the state's existing minimum wage. subject to any applicable increases or decreases provided by federal law or enacted by the legislature. 2. Keep the existing provisions in the Nevada Constitution setting different rates for the minimum wage based on whether the employer offers certain health benefits to non-exempt employees, and 3. Keep the existing provisions in the Nevada Constitution for adjusting the minimum wage based on the greater of applicable increases in the federal minimum wage or applicable increases in the cost of living, with caps on the cost of living increases for the adjusted rates. Digest. The Federal Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, requires employers to pay non-exempt employees a prescribed minimum wage for each hour of work. 29 U.S.C. Section 206, however, the FLSA expressly authorizes states to establish a minimum wage which is higher than the minimum wage required under federal law. 29 U.S.C. Section 218, if a non-exempt employee is subject to both the federal and state minimum wage laws, the employee is entitled to the higher of the two minimum wages. 29 U.S.C. Section 218. At the 2006 general election, Nevada voters amended the Nevada Constitution to establish a two-tier minimum wage system whereby an employer that offers certain health benefits to non-exempt employees may pay a minimum wage of $1 per hour less than an employer that does not offer such health benefits to non-exempt employees. The 2006 amendment to the Nevada Constitution required 1. An employer to pay a minimum wage rate of $5.15 per hour worked if the employer offers certain health benefits to non-exempt employees, or a minimum wage rate of $6.15 per hour worked if the employer does not offer such health benefits to non-exempt employees. And 2. Both minimum wage rates to be adjusted by the amount of any increase in the federal minimum wage over $5.15 per hour or, if greater, by the cumulative increase in the cost of living measured by percentage increases in the CPI. Except that the CPI adjustment for any one-year period cannot exceed 3%. To offer health benefits for purposes of the 2006 amendment, an employer must make health insurance available to the employee for the employee and the employee's dependents at a total cost to the employee for premiums of not more than 10% of the employee's gross taxable income from the employer. Nevada Constitution Article 15, Section 16. Because federal law authorizes a state to establish a higher minimum wage than the federal minimum wage and nothing in the Nevada Constitution prohibits or limits the legislature's authority to do so, the legislature established the following minimum wage rates. Effective July 1, 2019. 1. $7.25 per hour worked if the employer offered certain health benefits to non-exempt employees. Or, 2. $8.25 per hour worked if the employer did not offer such health benefits to non-exempt employees. The legislature also provided for increases to these minimum wage rates of 75 cents per fiscal year for the next five fiscal years, beginning July 1, 2024, unless amended by the legislature before that date. The minimum wage rates established in existing statute will be $11 per hour worked if the employer offers certain health benefits to non-exempt employees, or $12 per hour worked if the employer does not offer such health benefits to non-exempt employees. NRS 608.250. This ballot measure amends the Nevada Constitution, effective July 1, 2024. To require an employer to pay non-exempt employees a minimum wage of $12 per hour worked, subject to any applicable increases above $12 per hour worked provided by federal law or enacted by the legislature. This ballot measure also eliminates the two-tiered minimum wage. system that is based on whether the employer offers certain health benefits to non-exempt employees. Because the state's existing statutory rates for the minimum wage are based on that two-tiered system, this ballot measure supersedes any conflicting statutory rates beginning on July 1, 2024, unless the legislature amends such rates to conform to this ballot measure before that date. Therefore, this ballot measure requires an employer, effective July 1, 2024, to pay non-exempt employees a minimum wage of $12 per hour worked, regardless of whether the employer offers certain health benefits to those non-exempt employees, subject to any applicable increases in the minimum wage above $12 per hour worked provided by federal law or enacted by the legislature. This ballot measure also removes from the Nevada Constitution, effective July 1, 2024, the existing provisions for adjusting the minimum wage based on the greater of applicable increases in the federal minimum wage or applicable increases in the cost of living, with caps on the cost of living increases for the adjusted rates. However, this ballot measure provides that if, at any time, the federal minimum wage is greater than $12 per hour worked, the state's minimum wage is increased to the amount established for the federal minimum wage, unless the legislature establishes, by state statute, a minimum wage that is greater than the federal minimum wage as permitted by federal law. Finally, this ballot measure expresses in the Nevada Constitution the existing authority of the legislature to establish, by state statute, a minimum wage that is greater than the minimum hourly rate required by the Nevada Constitution. Arguments for passage. Nevada's workers deserve a constitutionally guaranteed increase in the minimum wage. Approval of Question 2 will ensure that effective July 1, 2024, workers will be paid a minimum wage of $12 per hour, which cannot be decreased by the legislature but only increased above the $12 per hour rate. Even though the legislature passed a law in 2019 requiring annual increases in the minimum wage through July 1, 2024, any future legislature may change that law and potentially lower the minimum wage. This ballot measure will constitutionally guarantee that Nevada's minimum wage cannot be lowered below $12 per hour based on the political mood of the day. Approval of Question 2 will also eliminate the outdated and ineffective method for making cost of living adjustments in the minimum wage currently in the Nevada Constitution. Even though the Nevada Constitution currently provides for an annual adjustment in the minimum wage to compensate for certain increases in the cost of living, those annual adjustments are capped, and they have never kept up with the true cost of living for Nevada's workers. In fact, it will take over a decade after July 1, 2024, for the cost of living adjustments currently provided by the Nevada Constitution to exceed the $12 per hour minimum wage guaranteed by Question 2. Nevada's workers should not have to wait for more than a decade for a constitutionally guaranteed minimum wage of $12 per hour. Finally, approval of Question 2 will eliminate the outdated and ineffective two-tiered minimum wage system currently in the Nevada Constitution that allows employers to lower their minimum wage by $1 per hour just for offering certain health benefits to employees and their dependents, even when the employees reject the health benefits being offered. Nevada's workers should not be penalized with a lower minimum wage solely because their employers offer certain health benefits, especially when those health benefits are rejected because workers can secure better or more cost-effective health benefits from alternative sources, such as a health insurance exchange. Nevada is the only state to have such a complicated and unfair two-tiered minimum wage system. It is time to eliminate that undesirable system from the Nevada Constitution and constitutionally guarantee a minimum wage of $12 per hour for Nevada's workers, regardless of whether their employers offer any health benefits. It is time to update the minimum wage to better serve Nevadans. Vote yes on question 2. Arguments against passage. Question 2 is an unnecessary change to the Nevada Constitution because the legislature already has the authority to enact statutory increases in the minimum wage, and it has done so. In 2019, after receiving input from both workers and employers, the legislature passed a law requiring annual increases in the minimum wage through July 1, 2024, when the statutory minimum wage will be set at $11 per hour. If the employer offers certain health benefits, or $12 per hour. If the employer does not offer certain health benefits, there is no need to establish the minimum wage at $12 per hour in the Nevada Constitution when the legislature already has enacted an increased statutory minimum wage and has the authority to enact additional increases in the statutory minimum wage above the $12 per hour proposed by Question 2. Approval of Question 2 will also harm Nevada's workers because it sets the minimum wage at $12 per hour in the Nevada Constitution without providing any method for making cost of living adjustments in the minimum wage as currently provided by the Nevada Constitution. Although the legislature has established the statutory minimum wage at a higher rate than currently required by the Nevada Constitution, the existing method in the Nevada Constitution for making cost of living adjustments in the minimum wage ensures that the minimum wage will eventually increase above $12 per hour given that increases in the cost of living will continue to occur. Because this ballot measure will remove the existing method for making cost of living adjustments from the Nevada Constitution and will not require any form of cost of living adjustments in the minimum wage. Approval of Question 2 will harm Nevada's workers by removing an important constitutional safeguard against the ever-increasing cost of living for Nevada's workers. Finally, approval of Question 2 will harm Nevada's workers and employers by removing the existing incentive in the Nevada Constitution that encourages employers to offer certain health benefits to employees and their dependents in exchange for lowering the employees' minimum wage by $1 per hour. Because health benefits offered by employers may be the best source of affordable health benefits for some employees and their dependents, the existing incentive in the Nevada Constitution encourages employers to continue offering those benefits to employees and their dependents, thereby ensuring access to affordable health care. Because this ballot measure will remove the existing incentive from the Nevada Constitution and discourage employers from continuing to offer such health benefits, approval of Question 2 will harm the employers that have relied on the existing incentive to conduct their businesses, along with the employees who have relied on the health benefits to cover themselves and their dependents. Question 2 is an unnecessary change to the Nevada Constitution that will harm Nevada's workers and employers. Vote no on Question 2. Fiscal note. Financial impact cannot be determined. Under the current constitutional and statutory provisions for the state's minimum wage, employers, including the state and local governments, are required to pay non-exempt employees. Effective July 1, 2024, a minimum wage rate of $11 per hour. If certain health benefits are offered, or $12 per hour. If certain health benefits are not offered, the provisions of Question 2 would replace these existing provisions with a constitutional requirement that employers, including the state and local governments, pay non-exempt employees. Effective July 1, 2024, a minimum wage rate of $12 per hour. Regardless of whether the employers offered certain health benefits to employees and their dependents. The provisions of this ballot measure would directly affect only those employers, including the state and local governments, that would be paying non-exempt employees on July 1, 2024, less than $12 per hour under the existing statutory minimum wage, because those employers offered certain health benefits to employees and their dependents. It is unknown whether any employers, including the state and local governments, would be paying any non-exempt employees on July 1, 2024. Less than $12 per hour under the existing statutory minimum wage and, thereafter, would be required to pay the $12 per hour minimum wage if the provisions of Question 2 become effective. Additionally, it is unknown what impact, if any, there may be on the wages paid by employers, including the state and local governments, to employees who are not directly affected by the minimum wage provisions of Question 2. It is also unknown what impact, if any, may result to the health benefits offered or provided by employers based on the elimination of the existing constitutional provisions allowing a $1 lower minimum wage if employers offered certain health benefits to employees and their dependents. Thus, if Question 2 is approved, the fiscal impact on the state and local governments related to any wages and health benefits that will be provided to non-exempt employees on or after July 1, 2024, cannot be determined with any reasonable degree of certainty. Additionally, it is not possible to predict the impact, if any, that Question 2 would have on the wages that employers, other than the state and local governments, will pay to their non-exempt employees on or after July 1, 2024. Or on the health benefits that these employees may or may not obtain on or after July 1, 2024. Therefore, the impact, if any, that Question 2 would have on certain taxes deposited in the state general fund cannot be determined with any reasonable degree of certainty, including 1. The modified business tax, which is paid by an employer based on the amount of quarterly wages, less allowable healthcare expenses, paid to employees. And 2. The insurance premium tax, which is paid by insurance companies based on the total net premiums written in this state. Full text of the measure. Assembly Joint Resolution, proposing to amend the Nevada Constitution to prospectively increase the required minimum wage paid to employees. Legislative Council's Digest. Section 16 of Article 15 of the Nevada Constitution requires private employers to pay a minimum wage of $5.15 per hour if the employer provides certain health benefits to employees, or $6.15 per hour if the employer does not provide such health benefits to employees. The Constitution also requires the minimum wage to be adjusted each year by the amount of any increase in the federal minimum wage over $5.15 per hour, or, if greater, by the cumulative increase in the cost of living measured by the Consumer Price Index, CPI. Except that the CPI adjustment for any one-year period cannot exceed 3%. Nevada Constitution Article 15, Section 16. This joint resolution proposes to amend the Nevada Constitution to instead set the minimum wage at $12 per hour worked beginning July 1, 2024. Regardless of whether the employer provides health benefits to employees. In addition, this joint resolution removes the annual adjustment to the minimum wage and instead provides that if at any time the federal minimum wage is greater than $12 per hour worked, the minimum wage is increased to the amount established for the federal minimum wage. In addition, this joint resolution allows the legislature to establish a minimum wage that is greater than the hourly rate set forth in the Constitution. Explanation. Matter in bolded italics is new. Matter between brackets begin bracket omitted material end bracket is material to be omitted. resolved by the Assembly and Senate of the State of Nevada, jointly. That Section 16 of Article 15 of the Nevada Constitution be amended to read as follows. Section 16. Payment of minimum compensation to employees. Begin bracket AH end bracket. 1. Except as otherwise provided in this section, beginning July 1, 2024. Each employer shall pay a wage to each employee of not less than begin bracket the hourly rates set forth in this section. The rate shall be $5.15 end bracket 12. Dollars per hour worked. Begin bracket. If the employer provides health benefits as described herein, or $6.15 per hour if the employer does not provide such benefits. Offering health benefits within the meaning of this section shall consist of making health insurance available to the employee for the employee and the employee's dependents at a total cost to the employee for premiums of not more than 10% of the employee's gross taxable income from the employer. These rates of wages shall be adjusted by the amount of increases in end bracket. 2. If, at any time, the amount of the federal minimum wage begin bracket over $5.15 per hour, or, if greater, by the cumulative increase in the cost of living, the cost of living increase shall be measured by the percentage increase as of December 31st in any year over the level as of December 31, 2004 of the Consumer Price Index, all urban consumers. U.S. city average, as published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, U.S. Department of Labor or the successor index or federal agency. No CPI adjustment for any one-year period may be greater than 3%. The governor or the state agency designated by the governor shall publish a bulletin by April 1 of each year announcing the adjusted rates, which shall take effect the following July 1. Such bulletin will be made available to all employers and to any other person who has filed with the governor or the designated agency a request to receive such notice, but lack of notice shall not excuse noncompliance with this section. An employer shall provide written notification of the rate adjustments to each of its employees and make the necessary payroll adjustments by July 1 following the publication of the bulletin. End bracket is greater than $12 per hour worked. Each employer must pay a wage to each employee of not less than the hourly rate established for the federal minimum wage. 3. The legislature may establish by law a minimum wage that an employer must pay to each employee that is greater than the hourly rate required by this section. 4. Tips or gratuities received by employees shall not be credited as being any part of her offset against the wage rates required by this section. Begin bracket B. The end bracket. 5. Except as otherwise provided in this section, the provisions of this section may not be waived by agreement between and begin bracket individual end bracket employee and begin bracket and end bracket his or her employer. All of the provisions of this section, or any part hereof, may be waived in a bona fide collective bargaining agreement, but only if the waiver is explicitly set forth in such agreement in clear and unambiguous terms. Unilateral implementation of terms and conditions of employment by either party to a collective bargaining relationship shall not constitute, or be permitted, as a waiver of all or any part of the provisions of this section. 6. An employer shall not, in any manner, discharge, reduce the compensation of or otherwise discriminate against any employee for using any civil remedies to enforce this section or otherwise asserting his or her rights under this section. 7. An employee claiming violation of this section begin bracket may end bracket is entitled to bring an action against his or her employer in the courts of this state to enforce the provisions of this section and shall be entitled to all remedies available under the law or in equity appropriate to remedy any violation of this section. including but not limited to back pay, damages, reinstatement or injunctive relief. An employee who prevails in any action to enforce this section shall be awarded his or her reasonable attorney's fees and costs. Begin bracket C end bracket 8. As used in this section, begin bracket, employee, end bracket. A. Employee means any person who is employed by an employer as defined herein, but does not include an employee who is under 18 years of age. Employed by a nonprofit organization for after school or summer employment or as a trainee for a period not longer than 90 days. B. Employer means any individual, proprietorship, partnership, joint venture, corporation, limited liability company, trust, association, or other entity that may employ individuals or enter into contracts of employment. Begin bracket D end bracket 9. If any provision of this section is declared illegal, invalid or inoperative, in whole or in part, by the final decision of any court of competent jurisdiction, the remaining provisions and all portions not declared illegal, invalid or inoperative shall remain in full force or effect, and no such determination shall invalidate the remaining sections or portions of the sections of this section. And be it further resolved, that this resolution becomes effective on July 1, 2024.